Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It's a story told about a wealthy man who went to collect art with his son, collected millions of dollars worth of art, including Picasso's and Van Gogh's. All these other famous pieces of art that adorn their walls. But one year there was war that engulfed their nation, so the son had to go off to war. And unfortunately, his father received a telegram that the son had been killed in action. So, distraught and lonely, father faced Christmas with anguish and sadness. But on Christmas morning, he had a knock on the door. Somebody was there in his shoulder, and he was holding a package and said, "You know what, I was friends with your son, and I just wanted to give this to you. It's a portrait that I drew of him while he was in the service." As you can imagine, the father is grateful, and he moved aside all of his famous pieces of artwork and put that picture of his son right above the fireplace. Well, just the following spring, the old man died, and there was an auction to sell all of his famous works of art. You can imagine there was a lot of people that came to this auction. He had so many great pieces to choose from. And as they got started at the auction, the first piece to be sold was the portrait of his son. And there weren't really many takers. The auctioneer said, "We'll open the bidding for just $10. $10. Going once, going twice. Nobody said anything. People started to grumble and complain, "Hey, we don't care about this painting. Let's get to the good stuff. Sell some of those other nice works of art he has." But the auctioneer said, "No, these are the rules. We have to sell this painting first before we go on." Well, eventually there was a neighbor of the old man who said, "You know what, I knew this son. I'll take the painting for $10. Going once, going twice, sold. But then after that, the auctioneer suddenly announced to the people that it was over. There's nothing more to be sold. And people said, "As you imagine, what do you mean it's over? We didn't come here for a painting of a son. We came for the painting of all the works of art." The auctioneer just replied, "According to the Father's will, whoever takes the son gets it all. Whoever takes the son gets it all." It's Joseph's story too, you know. He was betrothed to be with Mary, and the angel had to announce to him, because at first you didn't want to take the son. You don't want to believe that his wife-to-be was pregnant by unnatural means. So he was ready to divorce her, and the angel had to come and say, "Don't be afraid to take her as your wife. Because what she has inside of her is from the Holy Spirit." And that convinced Joseph. All of his anxiety and all of his worry was gone. And joyfully took the son. Joseph chose to trust God and to love Mary as his wife. And they lived together and shared a home. As you can imagine, it was probably a tough situation, because there would be people who would assume, like Joseph did at first, that maybe they were unfaithful before they got married. And she was already pregnant before they even were pronounced husband and wife. Living in a small town of Nazareth, only 2,000 people would talk. look down on them. But he did it because the angel told him, she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Jesus is the English form of the Hebrew word Joshua. You know what it means? The Lord saves. Keep understanding. Jesus is right there in his name. The Lord saves. So his name is Jesus because the Son will save his people from all of their sins. Whoever takes the Son gets it all. All is forgiven. The reason for our Christmas joy isn't just because we like the presents or the lights and the time off of school or work. It's because we know that we really, really need the Son. And he's come. We look at our lives and we see how stubbornly, just like Adam and Eve, all the way at the beginning, we can take the only things that God tells us not to, the forbidden fruit. Well, there's this beautiful picture and beautiful, wondrous gift of Jesus. Too often we think of the other gifts as more important. And we just can't wait until our life can get to those gifts. Get to the good stuff, Jesus might say. Don't have time for this Son thing. Maybe we take hold of what we have and say, mine. I earned it. It's mine. Willingly we take part in sin, just really saying to Jesus, I don't need you. I don't want you. Maybe we think of the line of Frank Sinatra who sings, I did it my way. I did it my way. One day there was an elderly couple at home, and the husband said to the wife, hey, I like a dish of vanilla ice cream. Wife said, oh, I'd be happy to get it for you. He said, well, don't you need to write it down? He said, no, I got it. Well, I want it hot fudge on it, too. He said, oh, no, no problem, I got it. I don't remember. She said, oh, well, I also want a cherry on top, too. He said, oh, it's all right, I got it. After a while, nothing really happened, and so he decided, oh, I'm going to go check on my wife, see how she's doing with that. He went into the kitchen and walked up to the table and saw bacon and eggs lying there. He looked at it and said, where's the toast? The older people get that, right? He forgot what he'd asked for. See, the joy of Christmas is that God forgets, too. He forgets all of his sin. I'll explain to you after the service. He forgets all of our sins and all of our waywardness. All that time that we chose everything above him, instead of him, in spite of him. So whoever takes the Son gets all of that too. All of God's forgiveness. Which means that he has forgotten all of our sins. Remembers them no more. And yet there is more. Matthew writes that all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Really, when you look at Matthew's gospel, that's really what it's all about, the presence of God with his people. It's there in the first chapter, Sarah in the middle, where Jesus says, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, I am with them. And Sarah at the end, when he says, go and make disciples of all nations, and surely I am with you always to the end. Maybe you remember that Miller song called From a Distance. I actually do remember this song, so. One of those Christian songs that got popular. But it says, God is watching us from a distance. Somebody remember this song? It became very popular, but the thing is, it's not true. Not true at all. God isn't watching us from a distance. He's up close and personal, and right there in the midst of our lives. And we know that from the name Emmanuel. He's up close in our mess, in our brokenness, in our chaos, in our confusion, in our worry and anxiety. He's up close even when we don't want him to be. You see that when Emmanuel walked up to the cross, suffered and died. While the world is saying, leave us alone. He said, here I am. But you see on the other side, this Emmanuel rose from the dead. Continues to be with us. Continues to hold the victory over sin, death, and the devil. And if you notice in the hymn that we sang before we had our message, What Child Is This? It's laid out in three parts. Verse 1 points us to the cradle. Verse 2 points us to the cross. And verse 3 points us to the crown. And that's why we go forth in confidence, trusting God's words, not simply as the words of an old man who wrote a will, the words of the Almighty God who declares, whoever takes me gets it all. Joseph, Mary, Peter, Matthew, James, and John, disciples, Paul, millions of Christians ever since. Well, it's true. So by tonight, what Jesus wants for his birthday, whether it's for the first or 50th or 500th time, is to put our faith in him. Take the Son, now and forever. Because whoever takes the Son really gets it all. Every last bit of God's mercy, forgiveness, grace, love, and presence. Summed up in those two names, Jesus and Emmanuel. That's God's gift to you this Christmas. And always. Amen. Peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, will guard and keep our hearts and minds firmly in Christ Jesus.